From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As a country, we have been through this too many times. Those the words today of President Obama, who wiped away tears as he spoke of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. State police say 27 people died in the school shooting, 7 adults, including the gunman, and 20 children.
They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. Among the fallen were also teachers, men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children fulfill their dreams. So our hearts are broken today for the parents and grandparents, sisters and brothers of these little children, and for the families of the adults who were lost.
President Obama speaking today at the White House.
The gunman apparently entered the school and began shooting just after 9:30 this morning. A reading specialist at Sandy Hook Elementary, Laura Feinstein, gave this account to WTOP News.
I heard an unusual noise, which was sort of metallic sounding, pop, 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 and it sounded like gunshots. And I hurried my two kids into the classroom, and I locked the door, and I called the office. And the office secretary picked up the phone, and I said, "Is everything okay?" And she said, "There's someone in the building shooting."
That's reading specialist Laura Feinstein, who was at Sandy Hook School this morning. Three guns have been recovered from the scene, including a rifle.
NPR has confirmed that among the adults who died was the shooter's mother, who was a teacher at Sandy Hook. Police say all of those killed at the school were in two rooms in one section of the building. There was also another death, an adult, found at the shooter's family home in Newtown. That brings the full death toll for the day to 28.